Our first reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, from 62 to 66, and it can be found on page 1000 if you want to follow it in the Blue Bibles. The next day, the one after Preparation Day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard.
There are so many people here today.
The reading is on is from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 15, and it's on page 1000 in the Bibles. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake from an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going into the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day.
Beats. Really good to see you this morning. As Jay said, my name's Johnny. I'm the assistant minister here. And all together this morning, we're going to have a look at the Bible passage that was read to us a little bit earlier. So it would be brilliant if you could grab or see one of the blue Bibles. Turn back to page 1000. These are words written by a guy called Matthew who knew Jesus. It's a historical account about his life. So page 1000, Matthew chapter 27 into chapter 28. Before we look at that though, I'm going to pray for us one more time and ask for God's help. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for Easter. We thank you that it's all about Jesus. And we thank you that it includes us, that because of the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, we're involved in your great story to rescue the world. And we pray this morning as we look at these words in the Bible that you'd help us to understand more about Jesus and more about how we should respond to him. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today is Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday. Tomorrow is the third day. Who did he think he was? After 3 days, I will rise again. Did he think that he was God? But wait! What if the disciples come and steal the body? What if the disciples steal the body and tell the people that Jesus was raised from the dead? No, no, no. The king is dead. The king is dead. Their so-called king is dead.
That was a chief priest or a Pharisee. He was a religious leader. And on the first Easter Saturday, which was a long, long, long time ago, he, a chief priest or a Pharisee, he went to see somebody called Pilate. And Pilate was the man who handed Jesus over to be crucified. Pilate was a governor or a military leader. And he, that chief priest or Pharisee, said to Pilate, do you remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, after 3 days, I will rise again. And he, the high priest or the chief priest, said to Pilate, what if the disciples steal his body? What if the disciples steal his body and tell people that Jesus has been raised? We don't want that. And they said to Pilate, you don't want that either. Now have a look in the Bible at Matthew chapter 27 verse 64. This is something else that a high priest, the chief priests, the Pharisees said to Pilate. They said to him, give the order for the tomb to be made secure. Make the tomb secure. And then in verse 65, Pilate says back to them, go, make the tomb as secure as you know how. The tomb was the place where Jesus was buried. Here's a tomb on my table, cut out of card. The tomb where Jesus was buried was cut out of rock, and a big stone had been rolled in front of the entrance. The tomb where Jesus was buried was already secure. Nobody could get in. But the high priests, the chief priests, the Pharisees, they wanted to make the tomb extra secure. Extra secure. They made it extra secure in 2 ways. It tells you in verse 66. The first way they made the tomb extra secure was by putting a seal on the stone. Now, my stone is sealed with sellotape, but they probably sealed their stone with clay. That's the first thing they did. And then secondly, in verse 66, it says they went and made the tomb secure by posting the guard. And they didn't just post one guard, or two guards, or three guards, but up to 16 Roman guards. The tomb where Jesus was buried was very, very, very secure. Nobody could get in. Now, here's a Cadbury's cream egg. I'm going to put this Cadbury's cream egg in my tomb. The tomb is already sealed, so I've done that. But what I do need is a couple of big burly guards. Rob, you can be one. Nick, you are. Rob, you're big and burly. So I'll put the... Well, it can go behind there. So, I think, guys, if you guard this pathway here. Rob's over here, you can guard this pathway here. Come on, Nick, you're going to come be a guard as well. There's 16 of them, you've only got 3. Now, what I need now is a disciple. Anyone want to volunteer? You want to volunteer? Okay, up you jump. So, remind me of your name.
Cooper.
Cooper, you'll need to put your coat on your chair, buddy, because you're going to have to try and get past these 3 guys. So, we just need to move this out of the way, Dan. So, Cooper, if you just go about halfway down the aisle. So, Cooper, you're a pretend disciple, okay? And if you can get past these three guards, don't let him past. And if you can get past the seal in my tomb, you can have the cream egg. Okay? Do you want to give it a go? You going to give it a go? Well, maybe you should take the sort of lead with this one. Okay, whenever you're ready, Cooper, you try and get past these big burly guards. How you doing, Cooper? Doing all right? Okay, let's put him down, Rob. Let's give these guys a round of applause. Take your seats. Thanks, guards. Cooper, that was a very, very valiant effort. You can come and grab that cream egg for me at the end, okay? At the end. Nice try. Now, this tomb is only cut out of card. The seal is only made out of sellotape, and it was only guarded by three men. But there was no way Cooper could get past them. Imagine a tomb cut out of rock, sealed with clay, guarded by up to 16 Roman guards. Nobody could get in the tomb where Jesus was buried. That tomb was extra secure. And the high priests, the chief priests, the Pharisees, they made sure of that. That was what they did on the very first Easter Saturday. But then you get the very first Easter Sunday. Have a look at what happened on the Sunday. Chapter 28, verse 1. After the Sabbath was the Saturday, at dawn on the first day of the week, the first day of the week was the Sunday, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. So on the very first Easter Sunday, there's Mary and Mary. And they go to look at the tomb. They want to see it. They'd seen it on the Friday. They'd seen where Jesus was buried, but they wanted to see the tomb again. And they thought that when they saw the tomb, that they'd see it cut out of rock, and they'd see the big stone rolled in front of the entrance. That's what they thought they'd see. But they didn't. Have a look at verse 2. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Anyone tell me what's in here? Anything know what might be in here? Cooper, you're on fire today. What do you think's in there?
Egg.
Not an egg. Nice try. Anyone want to guess? Harvey, what do you reckon? Nice guess. It's not sand. Who said that? Goggles, yes. Anyone know what these are? Ski goggles, yes. And why do people wear ski goggles like this? Why would you put a pair of these goggles on, apart from to look as cool as me? Why would you wear these? Shall I tell you? One reason you wear a pair of ski goggles like these is because snow can be very, very bright. It can be too bright to look at. But here in our Bible passage, there's an angel of the Lord and he's blazing with brightness. He looks like lightning. In fact, for Mary and Mary, they couldn't look at the angel of the Lord. They're Jesus. He told me not to drop them. The women, Mary and Mary, they couldn't look at the Lord, but they could listen to him. So have a look at the Bible. Look at verse 5. This is what the angel of the Lord says to them. Don't be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. The chief priest was saying, "The king is dead. The king is dead." The angel of the Lord says, "Long live the king. Long live the king. He was dead, but now he's alive. Jesus has risen just as he said." The angel of the Lord says, "Today's the third day. Jesus is alive." And then he says to Mary and Mary, "Have a look. Don't just look at the tomb. Look in the tomb." Can somebody tell me, what would you expect to find in here? What would you expect to find in here? Somebody apart from Cooper. What do you expect to find in there? Do you know? Shall I tell you? Go on, Jack, what would you find in there? What do you think you'd find in there? You'd think you'd find Rice Krispies in there, wouldn't you? What about in here? What would you expect to find in here? Harvey? Celebrations, chocolates, yes. And here? Someone who can read. Sophia, can you read that? No? Joey? You'd expect to find biscuits in there. But it's empty. 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 Now, what would you expect to find in a tomb? You'd expect to find a dead body in a tomb. But on the very first Easter Sunday, the tomb was empty. When Mary and Mary looked inside, there was nobody there. The body had gone. The tomb was empty. And so you get verse 8, which says that Mary and Mary, they hurried away from the tomb. And perhaps they were thinking, where is he? Where is he? Where's Jesus gone? And then you get verse 9. Suddenly, there he is. Jesus met them. They can see him and they can hear him. He says to them, greetings. Imagine the smile on his face. Imagine the shock on their faces. The Jesus who died on Friday is alive on Sunday. And Mary, they bow down to Jesus. They grab, they clasp his feet. They worship him. They're in awe of Jesus. Jesus is awesome. So awesome that they get down on their hands and knees before him. They bow before the king. The king was dead. He is alive. Long live the king. So, Mary, they praise Jesus. But not everybody praises Jesus. Do you remember the guards? The 16 Roman guards who were guarding the tomb? They saw that Jesus was alive. The tomb was empty. But have a look at verse 11. In verse 11 it says, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. The guards have seen that Jesus is alive. The chief priests have now heard that Jesus is alive. But they don't praise him. They pretend. They pretend that Jesus is still dead. Have a look at verses 12 and 13. When the chief priests had met with the elders, the elders are a bunch of more religious people, and they devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, you're to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. Can you believe it? These were the people who made the tomb extra, extra secure so that nobody could get in. And now, these are the people who are pretending that somebody did get in. The guards, the chief priests, the Pharisees, the elders, they're all part of a cover-up. A cover-up. Now, to finish, I need a few more volunteers. Who wants to come and help me at the front? Okay, up you come. Up you come, Jack, you can come as well. Anyone want to come and help me? I need a few volunteers. Up you come, Cooper, yeah? Anyone else want to come? Any other children? Dan, you're always a cheerful volunteer. Dan Cleave, up you come. Harvey, up you come, buddy. Right, I need you guys. Hi, Olivia. Right, I need you guys to line up. Right, Dan, you can be my star man, so you just stand over here. Right, Harvey, you line up. Line up next to these guys. Right, Dan, put that on. Make sure you can't see. Right, so what I'm going to do is, Dan's blindfolded, Dan, you can't see anything, can you? I'm going to give one of these other guys a mini-egg, okay? And what you need to do with the mini-egg is not eat it, but hide it somewhere, okay? Not in the room, somewhere on you. You've got to cover it up in your clothes, okay? Now, don't say anything if I give the mini-egg to you, okay? So I've given the mini-egg to someone. He's going to hide it somewhere. Well done. Okay, then take your hands out. Leave it in. Look very relaxed. Poker face. Right, Dan. You can take the blindfold off. Now, I'd like you to guess who's covering up the mini-egg. And you've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1... Guess. Nice try, but no. Who's got the mini egg? Jack's got the mini egg. Okay, Dan, put the blindfold on once more. Now, I'd like somebody to cover this up, okay? Right, I'd like you to cover that up, okay? Put it in a pocket somewhere. Okay? Can you put it up your shirt? How are you doing? Well done, that's it, well done. Okay, right, Dan, take the blindfold off. Who do you think's covering up this time? It's a bigger egg, okay? Has he got it right? Yes, he's got it right, well done. Okay, let's give these guys a round of applause. Take your seats. Thanks, guys. You can come and get a mini egg from me at the end. Now, you see, it's easy to cover up something small like a mini egg. It's not very easy to cover up something big like that Easter egg. But the guards in the Bible story and the chief priests and the elders, they tried to cover up something huge. Something very, very, very big. In fact, it was just too big to cover up. You can't cover up the resurrection of Jesus. They tried, but they couldn't. Because a short time after this, hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of people believed that Jesus Christ is alive. People heard that he was alive, and they believed. And so on Easter Sunday 2018, all of us here in this room will respond to the resurrection in one way or another. Either we can be like the guards, and the chief priests, and the elders, and we can pretend that Jesus isn't alive. And we can tell ourselves, the king is dead. The king is dead. Or we can be like Mary and Mary. And we can praise Jesus, and we can tell other people, the king was dead, but now he's alive. Long live the king. Long live the king. And so this morning, the big question is, how will you respond to the resurrection? Will you pretend that Jesus is still dead? Or will you praise him because he is alive? Why don't we take a moment's quiet, then we'll sing our last song.